bad news of the 7,000 arrests, of the bodies thrown off cliffs to the sharks, of the army generals in their tanks shooting at neighborhoods where they think people are hiding, and instead, think positively. Join in discussions, think positively. Write in diary, look through the Amadis magazines, anything to avoid bad thoughts that might drive me crazy. Sleep. Lights out around 10 p.m., but I can stay up in the bathroom reading or writing, provided Mommy does love a lecture, that I am very quiet so as not to bother the Mancinis. Listen politely, try not to roll eyes and make disgusted face at Mommy when she gives this lecture every night. Before going to sleep, think about Theotony and Poppy on the beach. Try not to think of bodies thrown into the sea. Think positively. Think of the sand and wind in my hair and Poppy saying, "Fly," and Theotony laughing as they swing me up in the air. X, 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 X. One mark for each day I missed writing in my...
What do you think of Anita's schedule in hiding? It sounds kind of dull to me. And the food doesn't sound very good. But I guess that dressing nicely every day is a good way to make yourself feel better, and reading books is a good idea, too. Also, as boring as it must be to be in hiding, it's a lot better than the alternative. If Anita and her mother didn't have a place to hide, they might be like all those people getting arrested, shot at, and thrown to the sharks. It sounds like their city's a mess right now. I wonder if those people from the OAS went home. Let's go on to June 30th, 1961, on page 122.
June 30th, 1961. Friday, bathroom, very hot night. I know, it's been 9 days and I haven't written a word. I just couldn't after the fright we had the night I wrote up my schedule. What happened was just awful. I was getting ready to cross back from the bathroom to the closet to bed when I heard someone moving around in the yard. The night watchman had already made his rounds at 10 p.m. or so, and this was after 11 p.m.